Since I arrived in Japan, I've been trying to think and act the same way as everyone else. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Of all the aspects of Japanese lifestyle, the one I am most interested in is their attitude towards food. Years ago, parents always told their children to eat every last grain of rice in their bowl. If there was any food that wasn't eaten, the parents cried, "Mottai nai! What a waste!" My father used to be a rice farmer. A few years ago, he stopped growing rice and began raising prawns. It takes several months for a prawn to reach full growth, and it takes much more trouble than rice farming. These prawns are for export to Japan, the country which eats up about 20% of all the prawns grown in the world. One day, I took one of the prawns and was about to eat it when my father shouted, "Don't touch them! That's not for you. It's for the Japanese. You can eat these," he said, pointing at small prawns he could not sell. I have attended many parties since I came to Japan, and they always served dishes with fried or boiled prawns. At first, I was very happy to be able to eat prawns I could not eat in my country. After the party was over, however, I found that there were a lot of prawns left. Looking at those prawns, tears suddenly came to my eyes. I was shocked very much that the prawns were just thrown away. I felt sorry for my father, who didn't know about this waste. In my country, I have seen a lot of poor children who have nothing to eat and who suffer from starvation. There is no joy in these children's lives. Japanese people say, "Itadakimasu," when they start eating, and "Gochisousama" when they finish a meal. These are the words of thanks to Mother Nature and to those who prepared the meal. I hope they will stop and think about the meaning of these words. 1/3 of the people on this planet suffer from starvation and poverty. Japan is now a rich and peaceful country. To save the Earth, isn't it now time to think over the value of things?